Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2020, wash your hands. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, hand wash would be it. The long-term benefits of hand wash have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Use the time we have now to reset. You will not have this time again. Get plenty of sleep. Do not worry about the future. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as solving problems by blaming others. Do one thing every day that makes you feel good. Sing. Don't be reckless with tinned tomatoes. Don't put up with people who are reckless with theirs. Clean. Be nice to your family. You'll miss calling them so much. Don't feel guilty if you stay in bed all day. Get plenty of vitamin D. Maybe you'll panic, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll share stories, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll learn how to use TikTok and teach that renegade dance to your grandma. Be kind to your body, it's the most precious thing you own. Stretch, above your head and to your toes. Check the news, but not too much. Do not scroll endlessly. It will only make you feel terrible. Dance in your own living room. Read books, even if you read the last page first. Pet your dog. They like you being around so much. Accept the new normals. Travel will stop. Toilet roll will be rationed. You too will change. And when time has passed, we'll recollect about 2020, when we stayed cozy, treasured the small things, and looked after our elders. Look after your elders. Be thankful with the advice you get, and be patient with those who dispense it. Advice is a way of coping, and coping is the way that together we'll get through this. But trust me on the hand wash.